家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode. I'm Diana.
那我们今天的节目呢，要祝大家好运，希望给大家带来很多很多的运气哈。
Right, so today we're going to be talking about a lot of lucky things. The reason is because we just celebrated St. Patrick's Day on the 17th. This is a day that a lot of people will celebrate, you know, using good luck symbols and will be wearing certain things to invite good luck.
就是你说的这个 St. Patrick's Day 是一个蛮大型的爱尔兰节日是吧？是他们的一个 traditional festival。美国因为特别是在东北部的州 New England 那一串有很多爱尔兰裔后裔的人，所以那边他们对自己文化的传承和保留都做得非常好。
Exactly. So there is a pretty big Irish diaspora in America. They were part of the first few waves of people who came over from Europe. And so St. Patrick's Day is probably the biggest holiday that Irish people will celebrate in America.
对，其实不只是美国，因为英语里面有很多的这个表达说法，以及文化上的一些customs 啊 superstitions 啊，都是来自于爱尔兰文化 ，right？
Exactly. In fact, you know, the most typical like symbol of good luck is going to be a four-leaf clover.
四叶草哦，现在我们中文很多就直接把它叫成幸运草啊。Even in Chinese culture, 因为这个对我们来说不是一个传统的幸运符号、幸运象征，那就是这几年可能随着那个首饰品牌梵克雅宝，所以大家都觉得哦，这个很幸运，代表幸运。
Right. And so one big reason that the four-leaf clover in particular is so lucky is because most of the time you will only see three-leaf clovers. So anytime you come across a four-leaf clover, it's definitely more rare and it is kind of considered lucky when you find that one.
就让我想到，就我小时候啊，帮妈妈打鸡蛋，如果打到一个里面双黄蛋。You know, like once in a while, 会有一个 double yolk egg, 然后就哦，然后我妈就说，哎呦，这个运到好了，就是运气好的。但这真的很 rare, 因为我现在自己做妈妈，就炒了十几年的蛋，我好像也没打到过什么双黄蛋。Really rare.
One day you will, Jenny.
One day my luck will come. But one thing I do see more often, 就是彩虹，因为温哥华呢，它这个下雨有的时候出太阳，所以I do get to see rainbow quite a lot in summer.
Yes, so rainbows are also the symbol of good luck on St. Patrick's Day as well. And I think, you know, it's usually because, you know, you get to see all these pretty colors right after it's rained. And rain a lot of times does symbolize hardship or something. So seeing that rainbow afterwards is like a symbol of hope and good fortune to come.And actually, speaking of rainbows, when it comes to weddings, though, it seems like if it rains on your wedding, it is considered good luck.
其实用这个天气天象来描述 luck 还蛮多的，就比如流星也是啊。然后另外还有一个 silver lining, 是吧？
Yes, yes. So silver lining has to do with, you know, when there's a lot of clouds, you want to see the silver lining as a good thing, you know, seeing the good despite the bad.
对，就乌云旁边会有那么一丝亮亮的银色的光啊。
And on the other hand, when it comes to shooting stars, I think this originated from an ancient Greek philosopher, Ptolemy, who said or believed that shooting stars appeared when, you know,the gods kind of looked down on humans. And so when you make a wish, when you see a shooting star, you're more likely to have that wish granted.
就去看流星、流星雨，然后许愿。
嗯哼。
好，那我们接下来看看数字好不好？ This is especially in Chinese culture, we're very big on certain numbers being lucky and unlucky. 在美国文化当中，或者说更 broadly speaking, 这个 English speaking 的 countries 啊，从数字来说，比如中国人喜欢的八呀、六啦，就对你们其实是没有这个 lucky 的象征，是吧？
Yeah, I would say, in general, lucky number seven is pretty big. But besides that, there really isn't any number besides 7 that is considered very lucky.
Okay, 那这个 7-7 之所以是一个幸运的象征，其实它是有很多来自圣经 biblical 的寓意。
Right, so the number 7 kind of symbolizes completion or perfection. So you'll see 7 a lot just kind of throughout culture, including, you know, 7 days of the week, 7 wonders of the world, and even like, you know, 7 deadly sins. So it's seen as complete.
对，因为圣经里面就是上帝是六天创造世界，第七天休息嘛。七天就是一个完整的，对吧？就像你说的 completion， 然后它的创造是很完美的 perfection。那英语里面还有一个小短语啊，叫 lucky seven， 就是说就是 seven 会 brings you luck。
Yes, and I would say, in addition to the number 7, a lot of people will also believe in angel numbers. Angel numbers are essentially a lot of repeating numbers. So for example, you know, 222 or 888, when you constantly see this.
所以你们也喜欢八了。
Yes, I do personally. But when it's like repeating, people assign meaning to it. And so one very common thing that a lot of people, you know, did or do is making a wish at 11:11.
啊，这不是要 shopping 吗？双十一啊，一反而是要 make a wish 许愿。
Yes, yes.
OK， 好，下次除了买东西，大家可以许个愿。但总之啦，我觉得要记住的是，比如中国文化也很喜欢六，我们说六六大顺，但是在英语里面，特别是三个六。哇，那这个就很恐怖，是魔鬼的象征，对吧？
Yes, yes. A lot of people will say this is the number associated with Satan.
Satan, 撒旦，魔鬼的象征啊。
Mm-hmm. And we also can't forget, you know, the most famous unlucky number is number 13.
好像特别是如果是什么又是星期五又是十三号、
Friday、
对吧
the 13th, yes.
Yeah, like double unlucky 之类的。
Right, right.
诶颜色呢比如我们中国很喜欢的红呀哎还有金色啊。
Yeah, I think that is probably a very like Chinese thing to assign a lot of meaning to different colors. In general, I don't think there is one overall,you know, lucky color. But I will say on St. Patrick's Day, you are encouraged to wear green.
对，就在爱尔兰文化里面，绿色是他们的国色哈，就像红色代表中国。
Yes, yes.
比如说全世界有很多那个 Irish pubs, 爱尔兰酒吧、
yes.
对吧？中国都有很多、
yes.
基本上它那个酒吧的名字字体 the font 然后呢都是一样的然后这个颜色字的颜色都是绿色、
mm-hmm.
So they'll just、yeah. stick to this color 然后包括 yeah, St. Patrick's Day 会有很多那个 parades 啊大游行然后大家穿的都是绿衣服然后真的就是戴绿帽子啊什么的这个当然在中国文化里面、mm-hmm. You know, it's a big no for men Yeah,
yeah.Right. And I guess you could also say, like, because our currency is green, this
green
can、
back.
sometimes, exactly, sometimes be associated as, you know, a more lucky color in general.
但是我觉得红色呢，其实在西方文化里面大家也蛮喜欢的。比如圣诞节，你看到的就都是红啊，它就是会给人一种很温暖的感觉嘛。
Yeah, I wouldsay like because red is such a bright color a lot of people will also choose that as like their lucky color it catches your attention for sure you know something that's red stands out
然后还有一个很大的区别就讲到 unlucky color 比如说过年我们就不会穿什么白啊一身白一身黑因为那就是 considered really unlucky like associated with funerals、
right.
但在美国文化里面第一它也没有这个象征第二反而是白色是这个洁白圣洁对吧 holy 的象征、所以你看我们的 wedding gowns 啊这些是白色
I will say there is one thing associated with color that is believed to be bad luck, and that is when a black cat crosses your path. At least back a long time ago, people believed this was a sign of bad luck.
哎，那怎么办？我 sister-in-law 她家的猫就是黑的，她家天天与黑猫同处。
I think, you know, over time, people don't really believe that as much, but in the past, definitely it was a thing.
好，那我们接下来再看看一些护身符之类的一些小东西。
Yeah, so good luck charms.
可以先说说 charms 这个词。那我们可能知道 charming 形容词，对吧？就是很迷人的。但是名词 charms 就是一些小饰品，but they are believed to bring you luck.
Yes. And one thing about charms is that it's almost always going to be something that can be brought with you. So something that's smaller, portable, and you could always keep on your person.
对，就是要么你就带在身上，它是一个饰品，或者说你就什么放在包包里。好，那有一个让我觉得很恐怖的，我说这算 lucky 护身符吗？这我觉得像恐怖片一样的，就是兔子的脚。
Yes, it's a very weird one, and it's probably, you know, a superstition that was passed down from centuries ago. It is, supposed to be a lucky charm.
就是 a rabbit's foot?
Yes.
现在我觉得应该都是假的吧，就是人造做的。可是它就是毛毛的，就一只兔子的脚，还是很恐怖嘛。Like,
yeah.
It's still the same, 就那种很 horrifying to me.
Yeah. I mean, for sure, anything you find in a souvenir shop, is going to be a fake rabbit's foot. It's going to just look like it. But I agree, it's kind of, a weird one and a little...scary when you think about, you know, a rabbit had to die in order for you to get this rabbit's foot.
啊，好好好，所以我们就不讲它了，我们讲讲马好不好？我们今年马年。
Yes, yes. So, horseshoes are considered a good luck. They are, you know, believed to ward off bad spirits. So a lot of times people will hang them above doors.
啊，就是这种马蹄形状的。
So,horses will wear these as like, you know, to protect their hooves.
所以这个就是一种 protection, 对吧?
Right, right.
好，那除了这些幸运物呢，还有很多什么动作啦，然后习惯啦，对吧?
Yes, this first one is very common. It is to cross your fingers.
而且我觉得这个 more common 是他还会说 fingers crossed.
Yes. Or wish me luck, you know, and then have the, do the,fingers crossed gesture.
祝我好运或者祝你好运，对不对？
Yes.
交叉的手势就是希望给你带来好运气啊。OK, 那除了这个以外呢，还有一个常用的英语表达，当然你也可以搭配那个动作，就是敲木头。
Knock on wood.
Yeah, 我都不知道这些 origin, 但是日常生活里真的说的挺多的。就是你想 prevent, 想避免一件什么不好的事情发生，就 knock on wood, 不要这样。
Exactly, and sometimes you can physically do it, or other times you just say knock on wood to prevent the bad luck from happening.
其实这个在口语里面很常用。还有一个让动作让我想到比较奇怪的是和盐有关的。你要什么撒一把盐把它撒到你的身后。
Yes.
Which seems very messy to me. 让我觉得这怎么清理，万一撒到自己身上。
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is usually only done if you accidentally spilled some salt and you would, you know, take a little bit, like a pinch, and then throw that over your shoulder to prevent bad luck from happening as well.
哦，也是辟邪的。好的，那我们今天节目最后呢，跟大家分享一些和幸运相关的短语表达。
Right, so our first one is going to be beginner's luck.
Beginner's 就是初学者嘛，然后这里指的就是你刚刚开始学习做一件事情。
Right, so a lot of times you'll say, oh, this person has beginner's luck when they just started doing something orplaying a game, for example, and they seem to be winning a lot for someone who's never played the game or done this thing.
麻将初学者，然后一下子就把三个老麻将的 哦，当然他不一定要是和这种什么 game， 特别不要跟赌博相关啦。其实哪怕你新学一个什么运动，比如说你新学刚学乒乓球、羽毛球，然后你就打特别好，就一连打败了好几个有经验的对手，是吧？哦、oh, ，you can say， 哦、oh, ，it's just beginner's luck。我觉得常常说的是初学者自己。因为他赢了很多有经验的人，他会挺不好意思的。So they would just say, 哦，我没有那么好啦，我没那么厉害。It's just beginner's luck.
嗯嗯 ，That's true.
然后呢，他的对手就是 you know those who lost to them， 然后也会自我安慰说我没那么烂，他就是 beginner's luck.
Yeah, right.
好，那接下来的一个呢？是我经常听到、很多演员明星啊，就是说啊、去做群众演员啊，或者小角色很多很多部，然后终于来到了一个机会， they had their
lucky break。
So 这里的 break 其实不太是那种 take a break 休息，而是一个 like a turning point， 是吧？
Yes, yes. And I would say a lot of times, like most of the time, you're talking about someone that is kind of in the spotlight, in like, you know, the public eye. And you are describing, you know, a celebrity, like an actor, actress, or a musician.
但是我觉得不是公众人物也可以，比如你讲到自己的这个职业生涯，是吧？
Mm-hmm.
不管你是自己做生意的 ，you have your own business, or 你就是 working for someone, but it's that opportunity、
yes.
就那一次的机会和契机真的是你的一个大的转捩点，跨到了一个新的台阶。 So that's、mm-hmm. your lucky break.
Yes, yes.
嗯，好，然后呢，有些人就是天生似乎很好运气。
Right, someone who's born lucky.
Born lucky. 好像是 luck has always been on their side, 是吧、mm. 也有这种说法、哦、
yes,
luck is、
yes.
on your side. Yeah. Yeah. 那就让我想到了一些更常用的和 luck 相关的日常口语，比如说祝一个人好运、
mm.
那 you can say 什么 wish you luck, good luck、
mm, yes, or even like, you know, best of luck with something.
Yeah, best of luck 就不能漏那个 off， 不能说 best luck、
mm-hmm, yes, yes, that's true. So there is actually another superstition surrounding wishing someone good luck, and that is back then, when there were more theater performances, it was thought to be bad luck to wish them good luck. So a lot of times they would say, break a leg.
Oh, 祝你腿断掉。
Yes. So the opposite of what you hope would happen.
对，它其实你看来是一个反的，但还是在祝对方好运， right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
其实直到今天，我们不要说专业的那种戏剧演员啊，就是好像我们平常人，如果你有一个你要做个 presentation 啦、
mm-hmm.
然后甚至 I don't know a job interview， 就比较像 performance type of things、
yes.
你都可以说 break a leg 就祝你好运。Mm.
Right, I think you bring up a very good point. Usually you will tell someone break a leg when they are presenting or performing or basically, in essence, like putting on some type of a show or performance.
那如果你这一次表现得很好啊，当然除了你实力很好，这个其实运气也挺重要的嘛。
Mm-hmm.
How do you say 这次我运气也很好？
Okay, so a couple of ways. You could say, I got lucky. You can also say, I lucked out.
但这两个好像更多的是 emphasize luck 的成分，是吧？比如说一次大的考试，你正好你准备的那些题目，它都有考到，然后你就考得特别好。You can say, oh, I really got lucky, I really lucked out.
Right, that is definitely a situation in which, you know, luck is kind of on your side. But then there is that saying, a very famous quote about luck. It's by a philosopher, Seneca, who says, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity.
这个讲得非常好，非常重要的人生课程啊，就是幸运，就是你要准备好，然后呢，你还要遇上机会。 这个时候才会发生幸运的结果。 So it's not random, 对吧？就不是莫名其妙的。然后是来自于古罗马的一位哲学家塞涅卡。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。最后呢，也祝，我就希望 luck to be on your side, 但记住 luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity.
That's right. Best of luck to everyone out there. That is it for today. Until next time, bye.
谢谢大家的收听，下次再见。